Location, affinity. Deputy Grandmaster ship in hyperspace. 37 ABY. Evant Tilan was impressed, with Morgan taking off with the ship usually relegated to the Deputy Grandmaster, the Limbo. Evant had to work quickly to replace it with a suitable vessel. Thanks to his personal oversight, Ark's Capital Exchange, ACE, had done well to retrofit the affinity with the uplinks to not only the Shroud Syndicate and the Shadow Academy databanks, but a secure path into the Advanced Inquisitorious Network. In short, the new Deputy Grandmaster had access to any information he needed, even when on the move. He was going to need every advantage he could get. Sitting in his high-back chair, Evant studied the group of emissaries gathered in the briefing room of the Affinity. They were a diverse group, to say the least. But what else did he expect when they had asked each of the clans to select one representative each to accompany him on such short notice? He was familiar with one of the faces, at least. Marek had sent him the dossiers on each, but Evant hadn't had the time to review them all. A lone Weque of the group stood out with his leathery skin and his almost too relaxed demeanor. Despite his seeming lack of concern, Quanlug Vlax had done some solid work for ACE, and at the very least understood the Brotherhood's current financial position. The real question would be how well he could bridge the barrier between the Imperial roots shared by Scala Pampatine and the Severan Principate. Evant nodded to Vlax, who offered a lazy salute. Next to Vlax was Damian Blackadder. Evant quietly hoped the representative Odin R would be able to help convince his consul, Aurora Tavar, to be more inclined to work with the Brotherhood for the sake of gaining this knowledge. They had made slow progress with the joint research on the recovered artifact from Meridian, but the Principate still presented a wildcard variable in their stance on the Force, the Jedi, and the Sith. To Blackadder's right sat Darren Shooter McGavin, the representative from their latest addition to the Brotherhood. Clan Vizsla considered itself on retainer for the Dark Brotherhood and were contractually obligated, and paid up front, to conduct work on behalf of the Grand Master. Clad from head to toe in Mandalorian elite armor, the veteran mercenary had removed his helmet for the sake of the meeting and was idly drumming his fingers against its T-shaped visor. Back on the opposite side of the table, closest to Evant, was Arak Simonetti. The seasoned officer had been a staple of Clan Nagasato's naval prowess for years. As regent, Evant had interacted with the admiral on their new ships after the destruction of their previous fleet. Besides Simonetti was a pair of women Evant was not as familiar with. The first was a Chiss woman, going by her core name, Zadoza. She had an aura of unwavering self-confidence, and Evant idly wondered how the Clan Plagueis representative would handle the delicate topic of her clan's views and usage of slaves. Carefully, he hoped. The second woman was a Zelton representing Clan Taldria. Of all the representatives, Amari Anna seemed to be one of the few truly interested in the actual diplomatic implications of the meeting at hand, and how it affected the Brotherhood and, therefore, her interest. The last member of the group had seated herself farthest away from Evant. Violet Dislan was easily the strangest of the group. The representative for Clan Arcana's could not have been more than 20 years old, and seemed to be scribbling nervously with a stylus on her datapad. Ivant took a deep breath and began to cast his presentation onto the table's holographic projector. This was it, his first major operation as Deputy Grandmaster. What could possibly go wrong?
Thank you for your impetus in joining me on this diplomatic endeavor, the Deputy Grandmaster started formally as he addressed the 7 assembled representatives. We will be arriving shortly in the Lyra 3KA system, where we will be rendezvousing with the diplomatic vessel, Ninox. As Ivant spoke, the holographic image of a Raider 1 class Corvette appeared and then rotated in place above the holopad built into the center of the table. Ivant made another swiping gesture with his hand, and the image shifted into a hollow map of the star system. The Lyra 3KA system is considered a neutral territory by the New Republic, with several key stakeholder interests for the Severan Principate. We have identified 3 primary areas of interest that the Brotherhood will be focusing on during negotiations. Ivant waited again for any questions or looks of confusion. The 7 representatives stared back at him with varying degrees of feigned and genuine interest. The deputy continued. To start, the Principate have granted the Brotherhood permission to visit the moon world orbiting the gas giant Eoriella, where they have established a colony simply named Lyra Colony. More holographic images flashed by, keeping pace with Ivant's briefing. The colony was built on top of a set of ancient subterranean ruins. As a gesture of good faith, the Principate has invited us to help explore these ruins with the hopes of sharing information gleaned between the Imperial Reclamation Society and the Principate's archives. What interests the Grand Master more, of course, is the remnants of the Jedi Temple that was discovered, and its ties to the Order of Spectre. Ivant paused for slight effect as the holopad cycled through what intel they had on the colony, the ruins, the temple, and the assets recovered so far. The Order Aspectu was a splinter group of the Jedi Order. But I know that the High Counselor would be very interested in seeing what has been recovered, Damian Blackadder mused.
Scout and identify assets of interest. Reclaim and report our findings. Should not be a problem for Clan Vizsla,
Shooter's gruff voice replied.
Thank you,
Ivant nodded before moving along in his presentation.
Second, the Brotherhood will be making contact with the Temnos Excavations Company to observe their operations on the moon of Thelion, pending approval from the Precipit. They have allegedly struck a rare Kyber mine, which I'm sure I don't need to explain how that could become an invaluable trade partnership for Ace.
Kalag Vox perked up in his seat as he started to run some mental calculations. Finally, we have identified a derelict shipyard that could become a much-needed asset to refueling and repairing our fleet.
According to these reports, it seems that an independent contractor has been working to restore it to becoming fully operational,
interjected the older man wearing a crisp uniform.
Excellent point, Admiral Simonetti,
Tylan conceded. This is why I suggest we operate with caution. My hope is that we can find out more about the shipyards during the delegation with the Principate.
Seems pretty straightforward, Sentosa commented. Is there anything else we should know about the Principate representatives?
Amari Anna followed up.
You've been given dossiers on the three we will be meeting on the Ninox, Yvonne responded. Make what preparations you need. We will be arriving in the Lara 3K system in a few hours. Dismissed. As the delegates rose from their seats and began to exit, Yvonne turned to who appeared to be the youngest member of the gathered delegation. She seemed to be waiting for everyone else to leave before even so much as standing from her seat. She seemed to be trying to take up as little space as possible, as it was, and had been mute during the entire briefing. Miss Dislan, was it? Yvonne asked, quickly double-checking his datapad. Yvonne started to ask her a question, but stopped when he noticed that she was wearing a pair of modified polarized goggles. He had seen similar prototypes before, but it still gave him pause. Is there a reason you're wearing those tinted glasses inside the ship? He asked instead.
I was instructed by Miss Vazzano not to remove them for the course of this diplomatic mission, Violet replied somewhat shakily. She fidgeted with a strand of her curly black hair and glanced from the table up to the Deputy Grand Master's eyes and then back down to the table. My lord. Yvonne blinked twice. She must have been reverting to her quaestor, Lucine Vassano. That probably explained why the acolyte that usually spent her time working with the Shadow Academy Society was a bit overwhelmed. Right. Well, whatever works for you, Yvonne replied. Unsure of what else to say to the young woman, Violet simply stared at him mutely from behind her tinted glasses. You can return to your lodgings to prepare.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Violet stammered as she stood up, made an awkward bow with both hands tucked tightly to her sides, and then hurriedly skittered out of the room. Yvonne cast a quick, longing glance at the stash of liqueur floating on a shelf above the meeting room. He shook his head, sighed, and took the opportunity to do some more reading before their arrival.